akotte kahoni kita rumu perakto wajir. Ubangalasi unnomi teru akotte unna tak nak kau nagi man ku mugi jisati man incinya ngup nungalun nomi tak nak. Tak nak nulak tersumakannya peni teru cuite sini iglat ternak tu tersamakna.
Asih desi living min kikir tarumun.
Tarumun teru peni uplumata ucimi penyak tu.
It's from Selwick to Kotzebue with Archie Ferguson's boat. It took one day trip. And from Kotzebue going up here to Shungnak. They take turns driving this boat. Sometimes Joe would be engineer during the night shift. So he says it takes them 3 days.
Ukir meglan watak siragalik man. Nulak tahun ni pini. 5 days it na si pip kalak luas sama tagrang nak tosul. Nulak tahun ni pini.
And when fall time, because it's always getting dark, you know, you have to sleep overnight. You can't travel in pitch dark.
Yeah.
So in those fall time, they travel a little more than 5 days from Kotzebue to here. So this is how they used to travel from Gugrok to Selwick, Kotzebue, and then to Shungnak. Suvovo narchirak dorgurakago luni pivamani naga kanuhuni ilikleka.
Kache unama takmani ngangming taksanyak vingmi napiklecho kaningangagla taksanyak vikakon. Taratat kiwane kupang mitaksanya ik tamperi mamami vashavakone. Una Warren Ferguson akune doksanya tolotak tok tamperi matkutni. Wasi tamperi matkutni piekami ik migurble doksanya rupirani kumi tatkiwani kanumitit kalakami tatkiwungu-wunga kucapangan shawmelak nun nganik matrum. Tengah tenyuna, tengah tahu tu kekut kangenya tamna kini tak rak tak kibut tak senyak bikalau nga one Ferguson nak pakam tak senyak bikip rugosi masih tak senyak bin rekman tu nip juga konunga FAN.
Yeah, Archie Ferguson's brother must be Warren Ferguson, or some by the name of Warren. Was partners with that Tom Berryman. Remember the guy that had the first store in Kobuk? Yeah, he went partners with him for a while. And then he started running his own store up here in the Kuchak area, in one of those big hill-like things up here.
That's where that good berry picking area is.
Yeah, someplace around there. So I think this is the reason why Archie Ferguson went back and forth from Kotzebue and back up here for his brother's store, probably. I was asking the reason why Archie Ferguson goes back and forth.
Yeah,
okay. And then he had his store for probably good many years and then sell it out to other people. Yeah, I think that's it for that part of rafting. And
yeah.
What other kind of questions do you have?
Well, I was wondering while they were on this trip, what did you do in Kotzebue? I mean, you worked for Archie Ferguson some, but did you have any furs for trading or things to buy, or what kind of things did you do in Kotzebue?
Tara nikigir darlit napsi amirsa niksunik tunisinirit pitsuvitte amitiqaruvit kikvalunnik naqasunik gurtor siqsorpitinna
kikvalukta katakuturi lokai teretunirarigitka tap tap kunuwalo lanullu torsaniarvigni
a uvanikuglarmi napsi kikvalukta
kikvalukta ke Ashiya maka qaqviglu amaqqullu pameqtuullu maamingin maka shaagatka toonunga tarermitakupisuugat tamatkaulu inungmun qaitsarvi qaagatka shiigubig meemunarla tamatkaulu iluqaitnik taqnitsit qaqvi qaqviqit iqaqama naqaqamaruut iqaqama Kakak pamer tu, tak mengikir kakak mana. Tak perlu mungkin nyumbut kait cara kita tak. Tak perlu melalui kekak tak perlu musa munga tak kami. Tersama uksunik makuningan nakak tunggang ni kaklunan ni katit lune tak nacinik laju kaki kami.
Oh, boleh kah?
Tak nasehat tu. Tadi ni berapa lutan?
Tadi waktu pak nak ingin tak nak aku?
Tapi nak ingin kata ni berapa? Tanya matulik.
Yeah, he says he when he gathers muskrat skins there, then there he sells them to people in Kotzebue or white people. Or Archie Ferguson himself would buy them from him. But when he have wolf, otter, or wolverine skins, there's a person in Selwood that he gave them to. And when this person goes down to Kotzebue, he trades these skins for seal oil. Ugruk skin for hard bottom soles, you know, for mucklucks. And maybe for seal skin ropes and stuff like that. What coastal people have that they don't have up here in the inland. So this guy trades his skins for these things. And he would send Joe these things that he gathered from down there, from these skins. And he said this guy by the name of Matulik, that was his partner from Selwick, which you call Nevik. Matulik is Matulik, that's a person's name.
Mm-hmm. His trading partner.
His trading partner, yeah. So he gives his skins to this guy, and this person would go to Kotzebue and gather all the coastal stuff for Joe. For himself, too.
Selwick is what we call Narvik?
Selwick is Selwick. It used to be Akulirak. They used to call it Akulirak before, but now I don't know why they call it Selwick. So the name still exists. It's Akulirak. Narvik is another village.
Yeah. Selwick's name is Akulirak.
Akulirak. Dachi. I wonder where I dropped the cover for this pen yesterday.
Got
the matura. Maybe I'll have some coffee. Okay, your question was when they were backpacking?
Yeah, you mentioned yesterday when you were out at Cougar Rock with your wife, and then you were backpacking, and you backpacked all the way back to Sun Camp with a lot of muskrat skins.
Also, his dogs would be backpacking along with him.
Yeah, and the dogs had a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
So I was wondering if you could talk about what you did with those muskrat skins, if you traded them, and where you traded them, and how that trading would work.
Not more gluten util hin sun camp mun.
Yeah.
Amik zora ni sakke hudin piavid nap murgok to ni ravi vigi. Tam the summer kin you lari rala glutir ublu kasong na ngalgin your suit.
Tara dog nap munta kutara long na kama, pinya kama nanaga to kama so ama. Tara big sakbim yun. Tara amit tamani lokatu ni ravi vigi.
Yeah, he says Archie Ferguson was the main person that he sells his skins to. Like at that time when he was backpacking his skins back. He says he was really the one person that he buy his things from, you know, and he sells his skins to that guy.
You would sell the skins to Archie Ferguson, and what did you get? Did he pay money, or were you getting other things in exchange?
Morning, Munila, ni makano tuni blue, jila nere suramun, simiti gi blue.
Surahai namun piraki gi bud mani ni gi raichen makato akshani akte tawan ni bud. Mani gan nere pagat makato. Wantalaguna, Silvatala to Tarak Tigiro, Ashi Kopi, there are 50 cents is Shulak Tigiploni, that Nachini Kandak Porahoni, there must be Amiga or Road Pi Amigit, Kanutu Pixa Tixaka Hapta, there Mungakta would Akizilla Kaslu, that Nachini Galumanani. Mandi Vinyaga in you, not Munat Lamutu, you mean a chittery lano nugla.
Ah,
can you look at after Taman? I found it to him.
Yeah, he says those white people that they trade their skins to like their money so much. So, he trades his skins to things that he could use for hunting or maybe for food. He says one time this guy in Cuba, he sent for a lot of aluminum coins that were made of aluminum because he couldn't give away the real money. So when they bring their skins there, these guys would pay up their bills, you know, with some of the skins. And he trades their skins with these aluminum coins. And these monies won't go any place else except they would go back to this store manager.
Oh, yeah. So he had this aluminum coins just for trading.
Yeah.
Tarakla, Uwakit no Nitna, in your source, any Kishola sector, Tapkunoka, Tauxanga, Tauromonga, Tauromagla, Tauromonga,
So these aluminum coins can't go nowhere out to any place, but they go like go around in that village. Because if you have these aluminum coins with you, if you want somebody else's, if you want to buy somebody else's stuff, thing, you buy it with these coins. But then this person that trade the or took the coins from this other guy have to sell those aluminum coins back to the same white guy that owns these things. So this thing goes around and around. He says his daughter might still keep those coins, aluminum coins.
Oh.
May Bernhard is the guy's daughter. Or maybe he said they might have thrown them away.
His daughter might still have some?
No, the store owner's daughter.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was that guy from down there with the spoon, right?
Harry Brown.
Oh, that was
Brown. He's another guy that owns the store in Kobuk, that has the store.
So May Bernhardt was the trader's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And where does she live?
The couple is living down in Hawaii right now.
Oh.
But they've got a place up there in Kobe. Their kids are living up, some of their children are living up there. But they come and go, they don't stay up there steadily.
Mm-hmm.
The children.
Be interesting to see some of those coins.
What other thing do you have, I wonder?
Oh, well, did he finally stop using those coins, or what happened? They go to money, or how did that work out?
Tamat kuninga. Kigala kami mite imma mani penik pilra kalik pasuwa.
Pero eh ano ko yung chairman na shabab aglipman tamat katun ka kami siya matatna bisyo tisya kaktun ni maning yik tatna pilra kalik siya.
Ah, when there were these little mines going on, you know, in each little area, then they started using real money. I guess that's when the Eskimo started working, you know, for himself, and that's when they started money, using real money.
That number called Doctrine Yakin Money. I'm a seed like coming, that money, Manam Nagan River.
Ah,
I'm a seed like to the Kumaramako Doctrine Yakin. Magla, I'm a seed yakin, Nani to Yoga Oxlowit. That Namigo Amira coming in you, but my big head. Do you sign your fruit? Money talks a shock take it.
And that's when the skin buying starts slowing down in these stores. So that's why they start giving out money instead of trading with furs. Because even right now, our stores don't buy skins.
No.
You have to go down to AC store, and he's got a thing going down there, the manager. and he buys skins and sells them out to states, someplace.
But I can never come to about 3 years, I am going to say that.
Yeah.
I want to say that. I want to say that. Tamata bunga siar lamun naglana bunga tu yo lu ya be sel la tenun am be sa ro but be rak ka
yeah this thing in AC store just start operating. I'm buying skins for about 3 years now, and before that Joe said they usually send their skins down to Seattle. Do you remember market chong nakto?
Ake chok tao wa ukira glan wa ke ake kenyi changa ti mate ukira kanwat ke ke.
Ah.
Ubo ker mako pamerte ulu tega pe jo ke shemi ake shoro no to win maka ke ake ke shemaro to ke.
Hmm.
Maglo ke wakte kanwat ke ke.
Eh.
What was the name of the place in Seattle that they used to deal with?
Sumigati kakpo Seattle mitakin na. Ang silak na.
Sumigati kakpo, what kate yung daily chika dalalo?
Yeah, younger men might know about it. Like, makuiket ko di lisima waluka.
Lisima gaita matka.
He wouldn't recall the name of it, but younger guys like Jim Kamak and him would know.
I'm a senior, don't you wait to tavern? Done at Lakari.
He says there's quite a few areas that buy skins from downstate, so that's not the only one.
Oh, so there's a lot of different places.
Yeah.
The one over to Yoktoro Ramokununga, northwest, in that area, there's a car out not that.
Down in Eglona, North Sami?
Sierra Mamitam.
He says he used to send his skins to something called Northwest. I wonder what's that? What that is?
Northwest Company or Northwest?
Yeah, some, fur company it's a, or something. It might
like
be company.
I'm sure I'm going to get a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a
little They buy them real cheap, though, he said, the skins they send down there.
You mean they don't give them very much money?
Mm-hmm. Good skins. They buy them real cheap.
I'm going to get a little bit
of a Simon?
Yeah.
And when you sell them to that AC store in Cotsby, they pay more money for your skins. Yeah, he was just comparing prices.
Oh.
Yeah, there, it's more to sell your skins to AC,
mm-hmm.
get more money.
King Valoy Maramaka, Kitchawa Lau Pair to Dakla, Nanakta to Working Valoy. $7 in my pop market call out.
Allee. $8 for dollar.
Yeah.
He says, nowadays, muskrats aren't $8 anymore. They bought 8 muskrat skins for $1 a long time ago. Now, muskrat skins cost $7 a skin when you trap them.
Okay, now you get $7
for one muskrat skin. Bilingual teacher, Mako Florence kun Mako.
Tamat ko sabo kitigo ba kung yun yata nato okay ba sabo kumanyan jaksiw ti nata.
Tara suwalo ko wani nunakhirap tinin kana kalo telo lak training ak tichi matol late pagi dun ite ma ukaksa tutigili ti kung at ingang matasamani. Kinirel lang orang upluni pir ilisang naksiman.
Tara tamo plumago.
Yeah, he was just talking about some other things. Like our bilingual teachers and some other educational stuff is not funded this year. Reaganomics, I guess.
Yeah, those programs are running out of money.
Now. Yeah. So in order to build this little sod house, everybody will have to just pitch in and help, you know, for free. That's okay too for our kids to learn.
Yeah, they had all those that's what he was talking about. Going on there for a while. There was a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that's so at the end of the fur trading. Was when the mining started up. So that's a good place to leave off.
Yeah.
Maybe tomorrow we could talk
about the mining.
How the mining got started.
Yeah.
And who you remember, the people that you started working with and all that.
Okay. Dara damne fur trading darunga nungit chip nakta. Ublakun go tara mo lak ni ligo khanu bak o lak ni silangan mako maning nyak tit ko di ki sala si valul gicha. California cream mi taku khinyak pinyak chip nakta nani payak pisik.
Nani payak pi.
Dara mo tara mo lak ni ligo ublakun pisak si valul gicha. Dara ublubak kasok tut.
That's the end of this subject and the end of this tape.